This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number is 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock. We're going to do everything we can to get your mind off of everything that's going out there and thinking about gardening, because that's one thing that's not canceled. It's not quarantined. You can be in your garden and enjoying yourself, getting ready for the year. Probably not today. Today's probably a good day to stay at home, no matter what situation we would be in. With all this rain, it might be a nice day just to sit at home, watch a movie, but, you know, we can still get out there and garden. We can get into the lawn, we can get into all the shrubs, we can start the vegetables inside. Lots of things we can be doing to keep that going. We sent out our weekly email this week with what to do. Your spring to-do list. We'll go over that for a bit today. There's 25 different things you can be doing. So there's a lot you can be doing in the garden. And we'll touch base on that today. Around 8 o'clock, Victoria from Natural Alternatives is going to join us. They're still shipping out products, getting them to your home so you don't have to go and pick them up anywhere. So that's going to be a good one to be talking about, and different products and what we could be doing this time of year, because I believe it's definitely, like I said, still you can still garden. Gardening's not canceled. We're still able to get out there, clean some things up. You know, this week might be a little rainy, cooler. Might be a nice week to just kind of hang low, but you can still get out in the garden because things are starting to pop. I am seeing forsythia growing, it's really starting to blossom. Everywhere I go, I'm seeing more and more forsythia. It's crazy to see the temperatures, you know, how they've been fluctuating and how the plants are reacting to it. It's just a little bit different than normal. I mean, we're March 29th right now. It feels like it's about April 29th, maybe even almost into May some of these days, just with the temperatures. So, you know, we're time to be getting the lawn ready. You know, the soil temperatures are warming up. They're actually the averages are going up higher, so you can put your lime down. You can start putting your step one down. You know, we always say, when you see the forsythias start to bloom, that's when you're going to start putting your step one down. So if you want to get that ready, get that onto the lawn, you know, this rain that's out there, you know, today and a little bit tomorrow might not be bad, because you want to get that, you know, the water, the rain to get that fertilizer active into the soil for you. And that's really what you're looking to do, right? That's what we're hoping to have taken care of. But again, the weather this week is, you know, next few days is cloudy, nice days to kind of stay inside. But middle of the week, towards the end of the week, we'll get back outside into that garden and start getting ready. I know a lot of you out there are probably got a ton of seeds to start at home and get things ready and going. Well, we, these temperatures that are coming the next week are going to be, you know, the high 40s, low 50s. Might be able to take some of those containers outside and get them acclimated to outside. Not into the soil yet. It's a little bit too cold in the soil, but we might be able to start going there. So we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. So who's up first today?
Today we got Ed from Dover, New Hampshire.
All right, Ed, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, thank you. I'm president of the Condo Association in Dover, New Hampshire.
Yep.
And we want to start a community garden this year.
Okay.
And I know I listened to you a couple of weeks ago when you talked about it, but I have some more questions.
Sure.
We're talking maybe a 4x8 size bed.
Okay.
And I want to know, what type of wood would you recommend? I've priced things out, and it seems that cedar and is very expensive. Pine is the cheapest, but doesn't last as long. What would you recommend for us to do?
Well, so everything I've seen with a garden bed, the majority of people, you use cedar, right? Cedar will last longer, doesn't deteriorate in the area when you have a lot of soil around it, a lot of weather. So it might be the more expensive option right now, but the length of time it's going to last, you would have to replace something like pine a few times, right? There are some out there that would even use like the old pressure treated on the outside. That would be up to you on what you'd want to do. But I think, to be honest, the cedar is a great way to do it because of the length that it will last. You know, you might spend X amount of dollars now, but the cedar is probably going to last three times the amount of the pine might. And so if you kind of look at it that way and say, all right, pine is X amount of dollars times three, they might equal out, right? So that's what I would look at. But it would all depend on how you're doing it, too. Are you making it into complete raised? Are you going a couple high?
12-inch high board, probably go up 10 inches with soil.
Okay, so it's usually probably a couple boards, right? That's what you're looking at doing?
We'll get a 12-inch high. Yeah.
Yep. So, you know, I think cedar's the way to go for what you're looking to do. End of the day, it'll be about the same cost as buying any others.
Okay. What if we treated the pine with linseed oil? Will that make any difference?
It might. It might help it out with that. You know, I'd have to look at it myself. Pine, it's not a bad option, right? Here's the thing that's also going to happen for you, I bet. With a 4x8 garden, you're going to look at it now and say, all right, this is great. But next year or the year after, you might say, oh, we should probably double this or triple this, right? So the pine, you might be moving around and getting bigger in the next couple of years. So it's not a bad option either, honestly.
Well, there's a community garden in Durham, New Hampshire.
Yep.
And they use pine from the UNH Forestry Department.
Okay.
And they go in lengths of 4x12.
Okay.
And they get an incredible deal at the university.
Oh,
but they say the length the duration period, you know, is like 4 or 5 years. They got to replace it.
Well, and that's the thing, right? So you're paying for the, you know, how long it's going to be, and cedar is the one that would last longer. And so you're almost hemlock could work. I wouldn't say it lasts as long as the cedar. Being out there, the cedar's going to, you know, fade, the color's going to fade a little bit, and then get into that, just, it's just going to start sticking to where what it's doing and just almost get stronger as it fades.
Now, for soil, we were looking at a one-third compost, one-third screen loam, and one-third sand. Is that pretty good mixture?
Well, so what I'd like you to find out, if you were to check in with wherever you're getting the loam or loam, which however you want to say it,
we have
somebody who's gonna, I know, is gonna tell me I said it wrong today, but check and see how much sand is in that mix, because sand is a part of a loam mix. And so check with wherever you're getting it, because you might not want to just do a third of loam of sand, because sand is mixed into some looms to give it some drainage. So find out the contents of what's in it before you decide if it's a third sand. Okay. If you want to hang tight, I'm going to go to a break. And it seems like you might have a couple more questions, and we'll get right to it. All right. So hang tight, we'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Ed in regards to raised garden beds and soil and whatnot that you could be using to that. And right before the break, we were just talking about the mix of soil in the garden bed. So what I'd like to see you do, Ed, is really where you're getting it, find out what it's mixed of. Okay. Reason I say that is some companies will actually have the sand in it, but they'll also add a little bit of compost as well. I personally would say at least a third compost and a third of the loam or soil is definitely the way to go. And maybe it's half and half based on if they have added sand where you're getting it from.
Into the soil already. Yeah.
Into the soil already. The company, a company I used to work for, had a site where they actually screened loam themselves. And they mixed sand into it. It was like a 25% or 20%. So it was already mixed into it. So adding more, you know, might not be, you know, something you need to do. Let's stick with more of that soil and almost go like half and half if you needed to, right?
Once we get the boards assembled, and before we put the mixture in, would you put down a perforated plastic to keep weed control? But right now we're going right over grass.
Well, I don't think it's going to be something that's going to be major, because you're going to put 10 inches of soil on it, so it will cover it out. But I don't see a problem with putting like a weed fabric, you know, where the water's going to go through anyways. That's not a big deal. I would put it under if that's what you're, you know, just a little extra to it. But, you know, adding 10 inches of soil, it's going to take a little bit for it to come up. So I would put something there just to be safe, but it's not completely necessary.
All right. Now, we're going to have a combination of probably mostly vegetables, but some flowers. Would you recommend 10-10-10 as a good fertilizer for both?
So to start it off, right, mix it in. Once you've got the soil in there, I'd use the recommended dose of the 10-10-10 as a feed to the soil, getting it ready, right? Getting it into the soil mixed in. The 10-10-10 would be a great all-purpose for everything. From there, depending upon what you are looking at, you could use like the tomato tone or flower tone, multiple.
On an individual basis.
Yeah, but you could actually, depending upon what's going in there for flowers, you could just use like the tomato tone, or the garden tone. Because it's they're not going to be, the numbers on them aren't going to be completely different. They're going to be a little bit, maybe one's going to have a little bit more nitrogen, one's going to have a little bit more phosphorus, that type of thing. So I would look at it more as using the 10-10-10 to start. And then from there, you can use the garden tone or the tomato tone multiple times during the season. It's not just, whereas the 10-10-10, it's like a six-week process, or every couple, every 6 to 8 weeks you're doing it. Whereas the more specific, like the, you know, the tomato tone or the the garden tone, you're going to be able to put those down, I believe it's every like 4 weeks or, you know, it's actually monthly. So, yeah, every 4 weeks versus a 10-10-10, if you put too much of it down, you're pushing a lot of growth, and it might just push the plant a little bit more. Whereas the garden tone is a 3-4-4 versus a 10-10-10. So it's a slower release. It has a little bit more calcium for your veggies that are looking for that calcium, like your tomatoes. So that's how I would do it. I'd start with the 10-10-10 and then work my way into the individual type fertilizers.
Oh, you've been a wealth of information for me. Thank you. I know you have a tremendous resource available for help, and some of your well-known gardeners, if they would call in and offer other types of advice that I'm going to listen to. I'll be on until 10 o'clock, so I'll listen to anybody.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. We'll be here and trying to help out everyone we can to not think about what's going on out there. So we'll think about gardening. That's what we want to do. So thank you for the call, Ed. We're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll be more of your questions.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's a possibility that sometime today we'll do a quarantine, short term, 2 weeks on New York, probably New Jersey, certain parts, and Connecticut.
That was President Trump speaking to reporters early yesterday, but hours later he announced he was not ordering a quarantine in place for those three northeastern hotspots because of the outbreak, Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York. The largest outbreak of the virus in the U.S. is in New York City, with about 30,000 cases, and there are more than 122,000 people infected in the U.S., and more than 2,100 people have died here, President Trump at yesterday's briefing.
As we gather today, our country is at war with an invisible enemy.
Former Republican Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma has died at 72. His family says he's lost a battle with prostate cancer. And this is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Farron Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we definitely do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to it. Who's up next?
Dell is in Vermont.
Dell in Vermont. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Could be Daryl.
Oh, Daryl. Hey, how are you? I knew you were going to call. And
yes, you did. I won't be able to make solid food until sometime this afternoon, but that's all right.
What's happening today, Daryl?
Hemlock.
Yep.
Dollar for dollar, it's probably going to be his best bet. Cedar's a lot more expensive than you think right now.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it lasts quite a while, you just can't put that kind of front-end load on trying to do this project. Unless I got more money than I think, but as far as putting it on top of grass, I'd go rent a power edger, an extra blade, and saw up that sod and roll it right up and get it right out of there. And that way there's no way that the grass is going to stop the growth. That way you can also do a soil test and see what's in there right now, before you add any fertilizer. Because if you add too much of even 10-10-10, the phosphorus in it might stop calcium from feeding the plants. And that's, don't really want to do that. But we've been using hemlock here. Of course, it's kind of native in this area. But, yeah, I brushed the end with boiled linseed oil, and yeah, I know it's not boiled, it's chemically treated, but once it dries out, it's totally inert. We got these raised beds that are, you know, 12, 14 years old, and they're still pretty solid. And then the other trick is, if he uses some of his native soil, or even if he uses brought-in soil, you can do that wet test with a quart jar, put a cup of soil in it, fill it up with water, and shake it until your arms are numb. Just let it settle and just see what's in that mix for yourself.
Yeah, definitely knowing what's in there is a good way to do it, and I agree with you. That's one way to do it. You know, if you sometimes just before purchasing, might just be easier to ask what's in there too, because some of right. it seemed like he was going to be bringing in. But I definitely do agree. You know, certain plants can have a root system that goes more than the 10 inches down.
Right.
So it wouldn't be a bad thing if you could break it up underneath, cut everything out, and get that soil test. Your initial plant.
That sod upside down.
Exactly.
Outside of the garden area. And just let it sit there all summer. And by fall, it turns into pretty good soil because everything dies.
Yep.
I mean, it's not compost exactly. But your soil mix, you don't want too much of any. You can call it compost, you can call it natural material or organic material, but you get up to 10%, you're pushing your limit right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of it, whether you're using loom or loam.
I knew it.
I had to do that. it's you got to get some clay material in there. And that's why you want to do that wet test to see that little thin layer on top to see if there's any clay. That's what's going to hold your, well, transfer your nutrients. It's going to temporarily hold them and then transfer them to the plant. Kind of like hanging an Argyle sock on your backside because you forgot to use a dryer sheet, you know?
Yeah.
And that's how that works. That's a little known secret, by the way, but only clay and organic material will hold the nutrients in the soil. Everything else is just there to look pretty.
It definitely, I mean, that's the thing, right? So a lot of soil already has the sand in it, and that's one of the things I was saying, you know, we don't want to have a third of it as sand.
Right.
Some of your soil already has it.
Yeah.
And, you know, having a little bit of something to hold the nutrients going on in there is definitely going to be the way to go.
Right.
And so a lot of places now, because so many people are asking, you know, what's the pH, what's the consistency of the soil, are going to have it. But you're not going to know what's under your soil, the brought in soil. You're not going to know what your soil is without that test, like you were bringing up. And that's another thing that you should be looking at doing is getting that test done, finding the area. Because eventually what's going to happen is it's all going to become native soil to that area, and it's going to start mixing together, not physically, but the element-wise, right?
Right.
So
right.
Definitely
true native soil, you know, hire some guy with a bucket loader and just go out and literally dig what's in the area. And remember how large this is. I mean, if it's really, really huge, it's one thing, but usually a truckload of just native soil, that's what's there.
And yeah, this garden bed was going to be a 4x8, so it's not a huge one. So you're not going to, it's going to be 4x8x12 inches high with a 10 inch,
right.
You're only going to go up 10 inches with the soil. So the more I think about it, and you brought this up, that 10 inches, you might want a little depth there. So getting underneath and taking that soil up, that sod up, get it out of the area and keep that soil going, that might be the way to
right.
go.
You may remember the ads for that red rototiller of the 60s and 70s where we walk out and they'd, don't worry about your grass, it'll chew it right up, watch it. You can stand on the side here and not leave footprints in the soil.
Yeah.
You go through, you'll have weeds, and then it'll drive you crazy for 5 years.
Exactly.
And,
so
from the grass, and it's, you just can't get rid of them. And yeah, the weed cloth there that you said that you put down,
yep.
The water goes right through it. I'll bet you that it doesn't.
Well, it doesn't go right through it, depending upon how thick you get, obviously, right? And
Even one layer of it, you stretch out over a glass or something, pour some water, and you'd be surprised how long it takes to go down. It doesn't really go through all that fast.
Yep.
You'd think it would, but they all say, oh, yeah, just water goes right through it. it's a little slower than that.
It is slower, definitely. I do have to agree with you there. But yeah, it's all about getting to know what's there for your soil and getting things figured out. And that would be, you know, getting that soil test from what's underneath there.
Right.
So you know what else is going on, plus the addition of the soil you're going to add, getting together, and just kind of seeing what you're dealing with for a baseline. That's also going to tell you. Go ahead.
You might just plant right into that, whatever your soil you put in there. Just plant it. I wouldn't necessarily even add the fertilizer in the first year and just see what grows. It might surprise you. And then again, it'd be another way of telling what you got to add, a little of this, a little of that, and something else, rather than a blanket.
Yeah, no, you definitely could. I think I would want to know what's in the soil there as a mixture. A lot of companies that are putting out loam, they're bringing the soil to your house. They actually need to have a soil test done prior to selling it.
To legally sell it, right.
To legally sell it. So they're going to be able to say, hey, this is what it is. And you'll be able to tell what you might need to add a little bit more. Might take a little bit more research, but at the same time, you're knowing what your baseline is, what you're starting with. And
good point. Yep.
You'll be able to tell, okay, what do I add to it? Do I need to add anything to it? And again, I like to at least go with something like a slower release during the season, like a Garden Tone, just to give a little bit something else to the plant. Because we all know when we're building...
Not going to hurt it.
No, definitely not. But we know, unless you're home all the time we're all home all the time right now. But during the year when we get busy and we're at work and we're doing things, there's going to be a little bit of shock that happens to the plants. Because you might forget a watering. You might forget, you might forget to have the fertilizer at the beginning, or the sun isn't out for a week because it's rainy.
Right.
Something's going to happen with the plant. So I always like to have something like that Garden Tone throughout the season to add something, because it's a 3-4-4, right? So it's not a lot to it.
No.
But it's got that nice slow release fertilizer with the Biotone, which helps with those shock type things, right?
Right.
And so
it's not going to hurt it.
I know, I can say this personally, I'm going to forget to water some plants at some point. And my plants are going to have some sort of shock to them. So I definitely like having something as that, I messed up. Let's kind of fix this a little bit.
Right. They'll probably stop talking to you.
Well, yeah. I mean, the fact that they're talking to me might be the issue there, but I digress. But definitely, I'd like to add that to it. But you brought up that great point, Daryl, with the soil test from what's underneath there. That is a huge thing, and I think it's the fact that maybe I'm a little tired. I don't know. I'm going to call
there
it that.
Go.
But I just wasn't thinking of it. I usually think about this soil test, right? We always talk about the soil test and how great they are and what they do. But adding that, so you really know your baseline and build from there, because that's going to actually tell you what kind of soil you'll need from there, right? You might not need a lot of compost, because there might actually be some organic matter in there that already has, close to that 10% that we're looking for. So think about it. Exactly. So I'm always glad you called, Daryl, but I'm glad you brought that up, because I believe Ed's looking for all this type of advice on there. And I think this is something that could really help him grow there.
Pretty sure it's not going to hurt, though.
No, definitely not.
Have a great day and avoid contact with other humans.
I'll try to, Daryl. And I do have to say, One thing before you go, I have to go to work, I'm considered essential. I don't feel that way, but anyways, I'm driving home, and when I drive back roads, I swear all I'm looking for is some tires on the side of the road so I can get some tires to grow my potatoes this year.
That's right.
So I'm thinking about you all week, and I'm like, oh, that Daryl. So
okay.
You have a good one.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, guys, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The results? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. So we're going to take another break here coming up, but if you want to give us a call, our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, it will travel throughout the entire plant and it will not wash off.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Bob's in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
You just opened up Pandora's box. The last comment about looking for tires.
Yeah.
I have to share something with you if I have a moment. I lived in Vermont a whole generation ago.
Yep.
And I planted potatoes in tires. And when Daryl mentioned it the other day, he's from Vermont. While I was living in Vermont, and I was planting, but and let me tell you, it works because my mother-in-law, who was from Ireland, she would come to the house in Vermont just to take the potatoes out of the tires and take them home to New York. But that's, you know, that's history. My reason for calling is two things. One is, how do you go about nourishing rhubarb? And the other thing is, we're having a difficult time finding seed potatoes. So we can plant potatoes in those tires that you're going to find that I'm going to find.
Okay.
Shoot.
All right. So for the potatoes, have you been contacting any of your local garden centers?
Not really, okay, because the other half of the life doesn't want me to be going out and bumping into people. So
understandable.
Okay, so I have to do everything over the internet.
Well, so here's a couple things with the with some of these businesses, right? A lot of them are offering curbside or delivery of products. So you can look into that. But what I'll do here while we're talking, I'll look online, see. There's a website I think we could look at going. But what we can do is get into that rhubarb, right?
Yep.
The rhubarb, you definitely can be using a 10-10-10 on that right around now. This would be the time to be doing it. Before they're really starting to sprout a lot to it, they might have started to pop a bit, but I'm not talking like they're not starting the leaves. They're not pushing that area, right? So we want to do that early. We want to make sure it's spread around the rhubarb and not on top of any of the stalks or anything like that. We want to make sure it's not hitting the leaves, that type of thing. We're looking to keep them away from that.
Okay.
So that would be something I'd be looking at. The 10-10-10 would be a good way to do it now. Through in early spring is the way to go.
Okay.
Now, getting into the potatoes, purchasing seed potatoes, there's a great website out there, gardeners.com.
Okay.
So Gardeners is a supply company, but they have everything. They started out as a internet company, but they have brick and mortar stores as well in New Hampshire and Vermont. I know most of them are in New Hampshire. I think they were going into Vermont. They might actually have one in the western part of Massachusetts. That doesn't help you in South Portland, but the fact that does help you is their website, gardeners.com.
Okay.
They're saying on the website, allow 2 to 3 weeks for delivery. Okay.
Okay.
This might be one where you can give them a call. They're probably getting tons of calls, tons of questions to see what you can do to get it delivered a little bit quicker for you. But I know they have it as definitely one of the options to be purchasing the seed potatoes, right?
Okay.
What I'm also going to do here is look at Burpee website. I believe Burpee might actually carry them. Let me see here. They actually do. They have the seed tomatoes as well. They're a little
I'm looking for I'm looking for potatoes.
Yeah, the seed potatoes. I'm sorry.
Okay.
They have them. They have a bunch of different kinds. They got the Red Pontiac, Purple Majestic, Yukon Gold, Magic Molly, Kennebec. Kennebec's one that I got and brought home from my garden center. But you could go to Burpee or you could go to gardeners.com and definitely get them there.
Okay. Sounds good. A good starting point.
And, all right, Bob.
Good luck finding your tires.
I'm going to do my best. I appreciate it. You have a great one, all right?
You as well. Take care.
Thanks, Bob. We're going to take a break. When we get back, more of your questions.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.